Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Paul Gatling here with you. A former Northwest Arkansas banker is returning to the region to head up the Benton County market for Arvest Bank. We will hear from Brad Crane on today's program. We'll start today, though, with an update from Fayetteville-based White River Bank Shares. That is the parent company of Signature Bank of Arkansas. Earlier this week, the company reported 2019 net income of a record $5.1 million. That's up more than 12% over $4.6 million in 2018. Fourth quarter net income for the over-the-counter traded stock was $1.1 million. That was better than the $928,000 in the same period of 2018. President and CEO Gary Head called it an exceptional year for the bank, which ended 2019 with a little more than $575 million in deposits. Signature Bank has Northwest Arkansas locations in Fayetteville, Springdale, Bentonville, and Rogers, and an Eastern Arkansas branch in Brinkley. After a quick timeout, we'll chat with Brad Crane, who is the new president and CEO of Arvest Bank's Benton County market. You're listening to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC.
Brad Crane is an Arkansas native who got his start at Arvest Bank 14 years ago as a regional investment officer in Bentonville. In 2014, he was promoted to president and CEO of the bank's Springfield, Missouri market. But just a couple of weeks ago, Arvest announced Crane's promotion as the new president and CEO of Arvest Benton County. That is the largest of the company's 14 locally managed markets in Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma. It has 24 banking offices in Benton County, according to the FDIC, more than the next three banks combined. Crane's first official day was Tuesday. He said he and his family are excited about returning home, but called the departure from Springfield a bittersweet moment in his career.
Anytime you enter a community, and so 6 years ago, or almost 6 years ago, my family and I moved up to Springfield. We moved away from home, which is Northwest Arkansas, and really fully invested in the Springfield community. And we were really building brand, the Arvest brand there. And so we began to build the Arvest culture and identity up in that market. And that takes investing in relationships and people. And in turn, you know, there's a lot of people that invested time and energy in us personally and then also into Arvest. And so, you know, that change, leaving that market from a family perspective and personally, and then just what you've seen, how you've seen that bank grow in Springfield and how it's become an integral part of the Springfield community. That's the bitter part because you're leaving that behind and that you've kind of helped build that. But the sweet part is, you know, you're coming, we feel like we're coming home to Northwest Arkansas. We're coming to a place, you know, where our family has invested many years before that move, to a place that, you know, is one of the most historic parts of our company, where our real heritage and culture grew up, and at a point in time when it's really important for us to not only kind of hold on to the past, but really embrace the future for our company as we begin to move forward and grow with the changing trends in banking and the customer demand and a new and growing community base in Northwest Arkansas. So it's a very sweet from that aspect of I get to be a part of helping lead an amazing team that's on the ground here, and then also just be invested and begin to turn that investment of our family's energy and my energy personally into one of the most vibrant growing areas in the country.
Yeah. Well, as you mentioned, growing and moving forward and all the, you know, banking has changed. What do you think people in Benton County look for in a local bank in the year 2020?
Well, I think, you know, you can look to market demand and kind of what our customers expect. And we still have to be a high customer service focused organization. We still have to be a convenient organization. But convenience is not just branches on the corners. While that is a key part of our strategy, we also have to be a top digital bank. We have to be a top, mobile bank, an online bank. We have to be creative in the way that we utilize data that our customer is giving us and understanding their buying patterns and preferences. And so we have to be able to grow and evolve with those changing demands. And if you think back about the growth trajectory of Northwest Arkansas, there are more and more people that are coming here that aren't coming from our four-state footprint, Paul. And so we have to begin to rebuild our brand in those folks' eyes because, you know, our best is new to a lot of people that are coming to Northwest Arkansas now.
Talk about, Arvest Bank is, of course, it's a business unto its own self, but also a resource for other businesses. So you're wearing those two hats. What is your vision for the company's role in Benton County and to a larger extent, Northwest Arkansas?
You know, we really want to continue to build on our history of being an advisor to small businesses, mid-sized businesses, and large businesses, providing the technological tools and solutions that they need, but really being with them at different phases of their business and being able to advise them, provide solutions, answer questions from our knowledge and the perspective that we bring of helping many other customers for the years that we've been working through them. And so we see different market cycles, we see different business demands, and we really believe that we can be that partner. And that goes to our roots, and you know us well. That goes to our roots of high customer service, but also it goes to us continuing to be an innovator in our solutions that we're providing. And so we really do have a vision of our banks in Benton County, Northwest Arkansas, really becoming an innovative hub for our company and really, in some cases, us being able to kind of be leading the way for the rest of the bank. And so those type of solutions going forward, you think about small businesses, I mean, they need to be able to access their bank in many different ways. And we have that capacity now and want to continue to move as changing trends do.
Sure. And just for you personally, you've called this a homecoming of sorts. Your last time you were here, you were an elected member of the Bentonville City Council. You served on the city's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Will you have that same level of community involvement, have that same aspiration for that same level of community involvement on your second tour in Northwest Arkansas, so to speak?
I don't know that I would line out any political aspirations, Paul, but I will absolutely be committed and invested in this community. But my family and I both, we will be active members and citizens here. I will be actively engaged, be leading the way for our best bank, challenging our associates to continue to be those blue badges out in the community. And so, yes, I have a passion for Northwest Arkansas. And so, getting plugged back in won't be difficult. In fact, the difficult part may be saying no for a little while.
Crane replaces Craig Rivaldo as Arvest Bank's market leader in Benton County. Rivaldo now serves as one of two regional executives for Arvest Bank. In other news this week, Taneytown-based trucking company PAM Transportation Services says it is planning to spend nearly $20 million for a 53-acre trucking terminal in Laredo, Texas, that is now owned by Indiana-based trucking giant Celadon Group. On December 9th, Celadon announced it would file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. According to bankruptcy filings, the deal might be completed by this Friday. Jeff Delarosa reported that news for us at NWABusinessJournal.com this week. Remember, you can keep up with our reporting there each and every day, and also over at our sister website at talkbusiness.net. And that is all for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.